Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, 33 past. It is a Thursday, and as we always do on a Thursday, we bring in our friend Daryl Richeson, the director of NDON. And Daryl, how have you been?
I don't know how to answer that. Just kind of in crazy land. More to do than there's hours in the day, that kind of stuff.
I was, last night I was thinking about you because I was watching the Republican debate. I don't know what your political persuasion is, and we won't talk politics, but it was interesting. I'm just going to ask you, did you watch any of it at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's fine. But the question got asked about climate change, and everybody turned into Fred Flintstone. They weren't sure how they were supposed to answer it, and what if you believe in climate change, or do you believe it was caused by humans? And I have seen a bunch of just Fred Flintstones. So I thought that would be just a question to ask you. I think you and I have had this discussion before. We don't have to get into the political realm of it, but obviously we see in the news every day about different things that are going on, obviously with the fires in Hawaii, and I was looking at something yesterday. The temperatures of the ocean off the California coast are extremely warm, but that extremely warm is 70. So just give me just a little 411 on climate change and your feeling about it in general. Is climate changing, or is this just a period of time?
Well, of course climate changes. I mean, we live in the bottom of an old glacial lake bed, you know. It always depends on how you word that. I don't think there's one human being on earth that doesn't think the climate changes. And so sometimes it's used as a gotcha question. Am I going to tell you that humans are causing the planet to warm 5 degrees Celsius this century? I'd say you're absolutely crazy to think that. It depends on how you want to word it. We have such a small amount of climate statistics to work on. And a lot of times people are just absolutely playing with numbers. They cherry pick the data. And truth be told, both sides cherry pick numbers and stuff on it. And so it just gets to become just an absolute, a political football rather than science. A lot of science gets lacking in a lot of what you hear. And I'll be honest, I ignore most of it because it's just nonsense, again, from both sides of the aisle. Things change. I mean, we just went through a 20, 25-year wet cycle. It probably was the 10th or 15th wet cycle in the last 1,200 years. And now the next 30 years might be a little drier. If you go into my talks, I've said for the last 15 years, way back in 2004, I was telling people, I don't think, we'll probably be in this wetter phase until the 2020s, then we'll start drying off. Well, guess what? That happened. For the most part.
People got to remember, at least, we're just a snippet of time. I mean, we look at it and it's like, oh my gosh. But in the grand scheme of things, we've been around for, millions of years. So it's just like, this is just a tiny snippet.
Well, absolutely. But even looking back and approximately what we know to have occurred in the last 3,000-4,000 years, there's been so much fluctuations. So when you hear stuff like, this is the warmest July, ever type stuff, I mean, that's just, nonsense. And so it's just, we live in a world of clickbait. I said it last week when you weren't here. Most of my talks in the last several years, if you've been to one, I oftentimes mention resist the clickbait, and just don't click on stuff like that. It's just sensationalism drives revenue. And so try not to click on stuff is crazy. I know the temptation is strong. I have a temptation sometimes to go, what do they mean by that? But I know if I click, I make them money. So I try to resist, but I'm human too. But I mean, it's just such a complicated thing. It's just really hard. And, truth be told, I really don't like talking about it because it's such a political stuff, and it's almost become a religion for some people. And I just like to stick with the weather, talk about, things that I think I have a little bit of a handle on, maybe the next, pattern changes, things that might happen in the next 6 to 12 months, I think is far more important to the daily lives of everyone than really worrying about what's going to happen in 2039.
And just keep in mind, there were 100-degree days back in the 1800s, right? So this isn't
there
something
was.
New. So, okay. It caught me in a moment in time last night when that question came on. I'm like, oh, my God. So it's definitely a hot potato.
Well, the only... Well, the thing I would be curious about is how was it worded? Because, again, they it's kind of a gotcha question.
Yep.
You know, do you believe in climate change? Well, everyone on the planet does, so why would you ask that? You know, it depends on, you know, where it is. You know, I've been called a denier before, which makes me laugh. To go, oh, yeah, I don't believe that there was an ice age, you know. It just becomes just, you know, people saying stuff and name-calling when they just have no idea what they're talking about. Right. You know, again, it all becomes talking points.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about it. I've kind of previously known your and I'm with you on climate change. All right. So another thing that popped up on the radar, and obviously a lot of people have been asking me about the first frost this year. You don't have a magic ball to know exactly, but I'm just wondering if we have a better idea of how the fall is going to be setting up. Is September going to be a dry month, a wet month, and what about October? What are you seeing? Or what are you feeling?
We're to the point where, you know, your confidence goes. When people ask me in May and June, is pretty much the answer I'm going to give here now at the end of August is really the same. I really think it's going to occur in the second half of September. In the second half of September is average. The thing is, as we all know, there is a humongous difference between us having the first freeze on September 20th or if it occurs on September 30th. Both are average. There's an average date. The average date is irrelevant. You have to think of statistics and standard deviation. Our average deviation from that average is about a week. And so, but if we got our first freeze on September 20th rather than September 30th, for as an example, huge difference with the corn. A lot of corn that's out there from everything I've been talking with people about might not get the black layer until the 20th or 25th of September. Some instances, people told me, I don't think I'm going to hit black layer until October 1st. Okay, guess what? If you're one of those people, you're going to be nail biting because, you know, there's difference because our, that, you know, our average really is sometime between September 20th and about October 5th. Any time in that window would be right at the average. And I know you could yell at me what the actual day is. Do we really think that it's going to occur on that day? No. But I really fairly convinced it's going to occur pretty close to normal in the second half of the month. I just don't see anything really changing in the next couple of weeks to give us what happened 2 years ago in 21 when we had it on September 8th.
Yeah. And as far as wetness
never
goes?
Never say never. No, yeah. Look like that, an early one this year.
Yeah, no, I hear you. As far as moisture goes, I know we got another chance maybe for some thunderstorms tonight, possibly. I don't know how widespread that's going to be.
Yep. This evening and overnight, yep.
Okay. But as
far as... though.
You hit and miss, yeah, normal. It's like popcorn showers should be the theme of the summer because for the most part, that's what we've had. We've had a few decent rain systems, but little systems here, little pops there, and that's what we've been seeing so far this afternoon. For moisture for September, though, and I guess earlier the better to kind of make and break things, how wet of, you know, like August is a dry month, but we did get some rain showers at the beginning of it. Will we see rain in September or will we even see makeup rain like we did, what was it, last year or the year before?
I think indications are that September will finish, you know, and this, if people might laugh at this, but this is just the reality of where we live, is I think September is going to finish in the 50 to 100% range for average precipitation, which means on the dry side of normal.
Okay.
For most areas, one storm, there's going to be the spot, you know, August, you know, there's some wet spots and there's a lot of near average spots. And I think September will probably finish above average for temperatures by a little bit, not by much, maybe a degree or two. And then precipitation-wise, finish a little bit below average. It's that below average precipitation that will allow the soils to dry up, which would give me the feeling that, you know, that that first freeze might not be later than average this year and why I was hinting towards the second half of the month. I think October, I don't have a great handle on precipitation for October, but October looks cold to me. I'm reasonably convinced that October will finish below average. You know, 2 or 3 degrees below average wouldn't be bad. If it's like 6 or 7 degrees below average, wow. and that might be, you know, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
But, you know, it hasn't occurred yet. It is, remember, it's a forecast. But that's what I think going forward. I think we'll have an early start to cold. People will go, oh, my goodness, Darryl, we didn't have spring this year until May. It's going to be another long winter. And then I think the winter will turn around and be a finish above average.
We're not going to go back to having snow on, like, October 12th, are we? Because we had that for, like, a few years in a row.
Well, it only takes one storm to do that. I really don't think we're going to necessarily have a cold and snowy October as much as just a cold October. I can show you in the last 20 years two or three Octobers that were pretty cold, but didn't necessarily have a lot of moisture associated with our snow. It's just, you know, we had a lot of days that were cloudy and gloomy, and it was 46 degrees and the average is 54.
Okay.
You know, and type stuff. So I'll be honest, I don't have a strong handle on the precipitation in October. I would always lean towards average, but cold-wise, I think it's going to be a colder than average October into early November. Then it's going to switch around, and then December, January, and February, that core of winter will finish above average.
Okay. Got less than a minute.
For temperatures.
I do know that you're going to be at the Peterson Farm Seed Field Day September 7th, correct? Am I right on that?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I will be there. I think I speak at 10 o'clock in the morning, if I remember right.
All right. I was telling the guys over there, I said, I hope you tell him that doesn't get him out of the Thursday gig later in the day, just because he's speaking out here.
I scheduled it in the morning because of you, Eric.
Well, I'll see.
Goodness, that's the truth.
I'll see you out there, so maybe we can grab some lunch. But I appreciate you popping on today, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome. It's always my funnest 15 minutes of the week.
All right. Sounds good. And you caused no problems today. You're a good guy. Darryl Richardson and Don Director, we got to take a break. Back with more Farm Talk coming up.